This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Yesterday, the President of the United States incited an armed insurrection against America. The gleeful desecration of the U.S. Capitol, which is the temple of our American democracy, and the violence targeting Congress are horrors that will forever stain our nation's history, instigated by the President of the United States. That's why it's such a stain. In calling for this seditious act, the President has committed an unspeakable assault on our nation and our people. I join the Senate Democratic leader in calling on the Vice President to remove this President by immediately invoking the 25th Amendment.
The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, talking about the 25th. She's not the only one. There are a lot of editorial boards and newspapers that are saying the same thing. Shockingly, the Wall Street Journal, because they're always in the president's corner, they have called for him to step aside and resign for the good of the country. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Still lots of fallout from the extremist groups that were on the Capitol and sieged the Capitol for hours in that attack just the other day. It means that you have FBI agents who are looking for people all over the country and asking people to help identify them, since so many, shockingly, did not wear anything over their face because they were exposed to all the cameras that were there in the hallways and in the chamber, and in the areas that they took over, the ones that went all the way through and into the Capitol Rotunda, those would be the ones that so many are trying to identify. Plus, the fact that you've got video out that's on the social media platforms, etc. There's so much that we're going to jump to in this one. Like I said, the fallout continues. Coronavirus, so I have to say this with COVID-19 right at the top of this, after that violence on the Hill, you think, what next? Here we are in 2020, and a lot of people thought it was a dumpster fire in 2020. Is it going to be worse? Well, 4,000 people died in one day of the virus in the U.S. That's the worst, surpassing that number, passing 4,000 in a day. Sadly, yet another person who I was loosely connected to, just a great guy who's in the hospitality industry, I found out that he lost his life. He was put on a ventilator, and so many people were praying for him. Just a good guy, big Cowboys fan, and it was the life of the party from what I can remember in the times that I was with Kelly, his name is. And he lost his life. So sometimes before we even know it, people are sick. And then the next thing you know, boom, that evil, awful virus has gotten them. Has the democracy been sucked out of the United States? Somebody put it bluntly to me today, asked me that question. And I would say, absolutely not. No, we still are the United States of America. We are a country of laws, and this too shall pass. But how will it pass? There's a slew of resignations that are coming in. There's, of course, finger-pointing, name-calling, and all the usual things that you would think would happen. But the biggest of all is, I think, this 25th and the calls for the president to step aside. We're going to let you hear what the president had to say. He did release a video message. Remember, he's banned from social media. Twitter especially was his favorite form of communication. That is a ban right now. And the same with Facebook. He's off that platform. They announced that he would be gone through the rest of his presidency. Man, how about Mark Zuckerberg? He was happy to oblige all the way through, but here at the very tail end decides to bail, so I can't applaud him for that in any way, shape, or form. But as I said, when we talk about the fallout and the trail of damage on the Hill, there are people that could face trespassing, etc., some decent amount, if they're prosecuted, some decent amount of jail time. And I don't know, in all that chaos, were there really thoughts of that, or that just didn't matter? It was about getting there and letting their voices be heard, but in a wrong, shameful, twisted way. And as a result of that, the National Guard, which was finally mobilized, 7-foot-tall fence, that's what they're building around the Capitol for the inauguration, and maybe for the foreseeable future. I'm not sure about that. I feel so lucky to have been in that historic place where some incredible laws and incredible lawmakers passed through, including the great George Washington, who was interned right there at the Capitol. And, oh, man, just thinking of that gives me the chills. So let's talk about Mike Pence. Mike Pence is not speaking with the president. He is expected to attend the Biden inauguration. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi frantically were trying to get a hold of him today to have him get the cabinet together and go help forward the 25th, if you will, but he wouldn't come to the phone, is what Chuck Schumer was saying. So there was just 25 minutes of waiting, and the waiting game ended if he's not available. So what did happen with Mike Pence, of course, is the fact that he has not talked to the president, and he was perhaps the most loyal person to the president this entire time, but Trump is furious with Pence, and Pence is disappointed and saddened, he says, by Trump and the what he was pushing him to do, which constitutionally he couldn't do. And in the meantime, more of those details have been part of the fallout of, well, what happened and what was the response? And how come the Capitol wasn't heavily guarded? And why was that mob able to assault the Capitol the way they did? Why were they allowed to get through? Why were there Capitol Police that were taking pictures with doing selfies with some of the people who had broken into the Capitol and were part of that whole breach? So, in the end, world leaders condemning the horrifying riot at the Capitol, 4 people dead after storming the halls of Congress, and now there is a Capitol Police officer who is in critical condition, and the wheels keep moving forward. The reaction to what has happened the other day, who will be prosecuted, what happens to the people who are complicit in any way, call-outs all over the place, some more areas of concern of who are the people, what is the makeup of the people that were part of the worst of the mob that descended on the Hill. And again, what happens with the 25th, I think, is the big thing. Meanwhile, things like Senator Josh Hawley's book is just dropped by the publisher. So some who defended the president are finding themselves on the outside, and the representative from Missouri is one of those. He lost his book deal. His book, The Tyranny of Big Tech, was a critical look at big tech corporations, Google and Facebook. It was going to publish in June, but Simon & Schuster had a press release pumped out saying they were not publishing it any longer. What'd the president have to say? That's a big thing. That's next.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
New Year's Eve marks a fresh start and a new beginning. And with that in mind, Kia Motors America is ringing in the arrival of 2021 with a massive New Year celebration. The party started in early December when the all-new Kia Sorento SUV embarked on a coast-to-coast tour of the U.S. with a mission to deliver the iconic 2021 New Year's Eve numerals to Times Square. National Geographic documented the journey entitled The World's First Storytelling Machine, capturing inspirational stories along the way. And as the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, Kia will help honor frontline workers in Times Square on New Year's Eve. James Bell, Director, Corporate Communications, Kia Motors America.
To recognize and thank them for their hard work and dedication, Kia will transport frontline workers and their families so they can safely experience the thrill of New Year's Eve in Times Square. The families will be shuttled to and from Times Square in a fleet of Kia Sorento and Telluride SUVs.
For more, visit Kia.com.
In 1965, this was the South.
The president, President Trump, is promising a smooth transition. This in a video message posted, he was allowed to do this, on Twitter on Thursday night. Here's what he had to say.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engage in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay. We have just been through an intense election and emotions are high, but now tempers must be cooled and calm restored. We must get on with the business of America. My campaign vigorously pursued every legal avenue to contest the election results. My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote. In so doing, I was fighting to defend American democracy. I continue to strongly believe that we must reform our election laws to verify the identity and eligibility of all voters and to ensure faith and confidence in all future elections. Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power. This moment calls for healing and reconciliation. 2020 has been a challenging time for our people. A menacing pandemic has upended the lives of our citizens, isolated millions in their homes, damaged our economy, and claimed countless lives. Defeating this pandemic and rebuilding the greatest economy on earth will require all of us working together. It will require a renewed emphasis on the civic values of patriotism, faith, charity, community, and family. We must revitalize the sacred bonds of love and loyalty that bind us together as one national family. To the citizens of our country, serving as your president has been the honor of my lifetime. And to all of my wonderful supporters, I know you are disappointed, but I also want you to know that our incredible journey is only just beginning. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
All right, as that was happening, there were some resignations that were taking place. I think people are trying to digest what the president said. Does this mean move forward and we carry on? I don't think so by the push to have him resign or to invoke, like I said, the 25th Amendment. I don't know that that happens. And, you know, we're getting closer and closer to what would be the inauguration day. So we'll have to watch all of this play out. And I said on the show the other day, I want to know what you think. And, of course, this is a very vocal audience when it comes to hitting me up through the miracle of the Internet. You can go to Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Fair or foul, now that the president has said what he had to say, does that change anything for any of you out there? So many are saying in the mailbag, I'll tell you this, it's interesting, some of what I've already received, that it's just too late for that based on what they saw happen to the Capitol. And this is from staunch Republicans, conservatives, who have sent me their thoughts in the last 24 hours, I suppose. U.S. Capitol Police Steve Sun resigning amid all the criticism of the department's response to the rioters who stormed the Capitol in the protest of Trump's election loss. Or really, I think it's a mob mentality, because there are protesters who are protesting and we're not happy with the results, and then there are mobs and people who had bad intentions, and this did not reflect well, obviously. But Sun's resignation goes into effect for some reason on January 16th, so just a few days before the inauguration of Joe Biden. The word is that officers are frustrated and demoralized, and that a lack of leadership undermined the response to the mob. That's according to a statement that was put out by the union chairman representing those Capitol Hill police officers. So he knew he had to resign, I'm sure, because of all the criticism. And there were other resignations that are happening, too, with different cabinet members. The Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, she resigned. Elaine Chao resigned. Transportation Secretary, she did that the other day. They're releasing statements. Others that are part of the White House staff are resigning. How far and deep and wide all that goes in, like I said, the next couple of weeks, because that's all that's left, I don't know. If I could look into the crystal ball and tell you, and what does it mean for the government? Because having the cohesive government and having us be the strong America is the key, and how we look to world leaders and how we clean up the Capitol, I think, is crucial. And then how we move forward in what has to happen in this country, especially in the middle of a pandemic. All right, so many of us saw some of those horrific videos that have been released in the last 24 hours from what it looked like from the inside, because you got a better sense of the siege that was underway, not just from the outside and, you know, stomping through the windows and the doors and breaking in, but what else happened there. So here's Congressman Raul Ruiz from California. He was on ABC, and he described what it was like in the chamber.
We really couldn't see in real time the images because all the doors were locked. So everybody was on edge, and they were able to evacuate the people on the bottom floor first. I was on the top floor in the gallery, and we were last to be evacuated. And that's when the glass on the door was broken, and I heard a gunshot while I was in there. People took cover. And I was thinking in my mind, if there was a brooch of security and somebody came in with a semi-automatic, what do we do? And so I thought, as an emergency physician and the training that I have, and I started telling members out loud, if somebody comes in and starts shooting, one, you hide. Two, you run if you feel safe. And three, if all else fails, we have to ambush the gunner. Those are the training for mass shootings.
All right, so he had that background, and luckily, because I think he definitely helped some people who were worried, who were in the middle of this as it was all unfolding all of a sudden, I think there were people that did not expect that to happen, even though if you had combed through social media, you would have seen that there were going to be protests, but actually seizing the Capitol and rioting and destroying furniture and other things in the Capitol, that didn't seem like that was going to happen, or I would have to believe that the Capitol Police would have been much more prepared, and there would have been others that would have been there as well to help. So you now have the president condemning the Capitol rioters. You have him calling for calm. You have him vowing to ensure seamless transition of power, but you have a push for the 25th, although now it's starting to come out through some of the people I know on the Hill, and I'm sure it's starting to break out there widely, which is what it's great that we're here live, that the vice president opposes using the 25th. So if that's true, then don't look necessarily for that to happen. And again, I think with the time constraints, that might not, the impeachment and people saying impeachment, that might not be possible anyway because of what you would have to do with hearings, you know, et cetera. I think one of the key things that's very, very scary in all of this is how our government looked, weak and unresponsive. The first thing I thought is, well, why don't the Chinese come here and just attack us, or perhaps the Russians, because of how vulnerable and how vulnerable our security is. And trust me, if you are an enemy of the United States, you would take note of seeing that, because it really, again, exposed how vulnerable we are in the United States, which is exactly what I thought after 9/11 and being there in New York and watching where, while everybody stood around and said, how did this happen? How was there this breach? And now we have another massive vulnerability, and this one is in the halls of Congress, in our most sacred building, the Capitol building, where our laws are made. Odds and Ends coming up.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Democrats have introduced a single article of impeachment against President Trump, charging him with incitement of an insurrection. The House is expected to take up the article on Wednesday. An attempt to pass a resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office was blocked Monday by House Republicans. Senator Tim Manchin says the impeachment effort is ill-advised. The West Virginia Democrat tells Fox News that another impeachment would get in the way of a new president introducing his agenda.
I think this is so ill-advised for Joe Biden to be coming in, trying to heal the country, trying to be the president of all the people when we're going to be so divided and fighting again. Let the judicial system do its job. And then, you know, we're a country of the rule of law. That's the bedrock of who we are. Let that take its place. Let the investigations go on. Let the evidence come forth, and then we'll go forth from there.
This is USA Radio News.
In what will become a closely watched case, the U.S. Supreme Court will decide if nonprofits will be forced to disclose the confidential names and addresses of major donors. From the USA Radio Network's Texas Bureau, John Clemens reports.
The case challenges a policy first introduced when Kamala Harris was the California Attorney General. It requires all nonprofit organizations who solicit donations in the state to disclose that confidential information. That includes radio and TV ministries when their programs reach into California. John Birch of the Michigan-based Thomas More Law Center will present oral arguments before the court in April.
New York has a similar rule, and if the rule is upheld in California, I'm sure you'll see it replicated in other states as well.
A final decision is expected before June 30th.
The Mega Millions jackpot is at an estimated $600 million for Tuesday night's drawing. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me.
Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, Odds and Ends. This is a segment where I say it's where we give you the leftovers, the things that we really want to talk about, too, but we don't always get to. But sadly, right at the top of this, I have breaking news. The U.S. Capitol Police officer I mentioned that was in critical condition did die of injuries suffered during that confrontation on Wednesday with the rioters at the Capitol. So that is very, very sad news. What happened was he died of injuries that happened after the confrontation. He collapsed. Brian Sicknick was his name. He collapsed after returning to his division office. He was taken to a hospital immediately where he succumbed to those injuries. So, you know, again, there are no words for this. Shock, horror. Two people dead, four altogether. Well, no, five now, five altogether as a result of this. And if you think of the Capitol, and if you haven't been to Washington, you go there and you beam of any pride for America, you feel it. You feel it when you go to Washington, especially when you're right there, because of how you can just get around and see everything all in that one area, from the Supreme Court to the Capitol to the walk that you can make to the Washington Monument. So this is an incredibly sad, tough couple of days to swallow. And that, there's your breaking news again. A Capitol police officer, Brian Sicknick, collapsed after returning to his office from injuries that he succumbed to those injuries. on Thursday night, just a short while ago. Again, awful, awful news as more repercussions start to emerge from what happened. COVID-19 and the death that we are seeing in this country, you know, we knew that there would be a dark time we would go through, especially after celebrations, super spreading events, and then waiting for this rollout of the vaccine. And is it safe or not? There's people that don't want to take it. There's people that want to take it and can't get it. You have all kinds of scenarios out there. The deaths in the United States, 365,000, 4,000 in one day. That's out of 21.7 million cases worldwide. For our friends listening off the shores of the U.S., thanks for joining us. 1.9 million altogether, 88 million cases, the number of recovered getting closer to 50 million. I can't wait to keep seeing that number grow, I hope, and get bigger and bigger and bigger. So odds and ends are about those things, like I said, the leftovers, the fallout that I mentioned at the top of this, because in my mind, this show is about the conversation that we have to have in the U.S., and that whether you are in California or you're listening in New Orleans or you're listening in Portland or Connecticut or West Virginia or somewhere in Florida or any of the great affiliates that we have in Tucson, Arizona, and other parts of Arizona, and I feel for the people in Arizona because their numbers are really, really climbing. The conversation is really about the virus, especially if you know somebody who has to be hospitalized, especially if you look at the ICU beds and availability, and then you hear this story about L.A. County and how they have to make decisions on who gets to go in and possibly live, continue to live, or they're just too close to death and there is no room and no place for them, which is a terrible decision for somebody to have to make who is driving around in an ambulance and is on that front line responding and trying to save lives. So, of course, this is a thing that is such a big part of our lives because it is our life. This is the question mark that hangs in the balance. I think when the Capitol was stormed, that just is part of what sucked the wind out of so many of our sails. Like it or not, when you get to the new year and it's 2021 and you think of what 2020 was, and because so many people were saying good riddance, moving on, forget that year. There were jokes galore. People that are comedians that could tell those jokes better than I could just had a riff on what 2020 was all about. Toilet paper being a gift because you couldn't find them in stores. And the other side of what's happened with the coronavirus. So now it's all about what happens with our government, because we are having a transfer of power, whether you're on board with it or not. That is what's happening, and it means Democratic control all the way across, as Georgia elected two Democratic senators who beat the incumbents. That happened in the middle of all of this, and you look at the, of course, the executive branch with Joe Biden and Harris, Democrats, and she has that vote in the Senate, which will make a big difference because the House is Democratic. So this is a big turn of tide of events in the U.S. And in the meantime, you have the Capitol and what happened there and the insanity of all of that and the people who could face sedition charges. So some of those supporters who were waving Trump flags, who stormed in, and like I said, breaking the windows, stealing things, they could face charges like sedition or insurrection and rioting. And the federal prosecutor, one of the top federal prosecutors in D.C. said all of those charges are on the table. And the FBI is asking the public for help in identifying the rioters. They're putting pictures out all over the place. And some of the rioters have been fired after internet detectives have identified them, because there's some of the same pictures that you see over and over again, obviously, in that melee. It's the people who were super expressive, took a ton of pictures, put them all over the place, and it didn't take long to release some of those photos, the selfies, the videos. They were out there. QAnon, lots of the QAnon people are being identified in so many of these pictures. And who knows how many people end up being charged and where that all goes, because this is just the beginning of that. But I believe the number will end up being very, very substantial, because you can see an uptick in people who are saying they know this person, they know that person, you know, which is happening right and left because of, again, the fact that there are ways to get those photos out there, which they are already out there. I mentioned that the president acknowledged Biden's win and he calls for that smooth transition, which you heard in the last segment. But to be clear, Trump is blocked indefinitely from Facebook and Instagram. Of course, they're hand in hand because Facebook owns Instagram. Twitter was all about, if you take this down and you acknowledge this, then you can come back, but you can't have another strike against you. So that hasn't happened with Twitter. They stopped them, but then it was about, if you move forward, then you can, and take down some of the tweets, then the ones that were flagged, then you can do that. So what Mark Zuckerberg said is, "We believe the risks of allowing the president to continue to use our service during this period are simply too great. Therefore, we are extending the block we've placed on his Facebook and Instagram accounts indefinitely and for at least the next 2 weeks until the peaceful transition of power is complete." And like I said before, it was fine with Facebook up until this point. You have U.S. Senator Mark Warner, who is the incoming chair of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, who says the steps by social media platforms to address the misuse are too late and not enough. And that disinformation and extremism researchers have pointed to broader network-based exploitation of these platforms, and they've served as core organizing infrastructure for violent, far extreme groups and movements for several years, because they can recruit, they can organize, they can coordinate, etc., you know, all that stuff. So that's where we're at with social media. The president getting unblocked, putting out the video that he did, and now the fallout politically, and then what happens with these charges with so many other people, and this transition of power. In the meantime, would you believe we do have sports? Does anyone care? Somebody actually sent me, I got two different versions of that, and both of the people were named Josh, where one said, "I need sports for a release because I can't be 24/7 all about this, even though I'm like you and I want freedom and I cherish being an American and I'm disgusted by what happened, but I need a break from it all." So the break from it all, I think for some, is the fact that we have we've got a national championship game coming up, and the NFL, of course, has its playoff happening in this COVID era, which is very different. Thinking of, you know, other years where you're marching toward a Super Bowl, perhaps. Does it take anything away from getting to the playoffs? I think you have to talk to, like, the Browns, who haven't been even in the playoffs in a very long time, or some of the other teams that are there. How about my Saints? The Saints, 12-4. Taking on the Bears in an NFC wildcard playoff game over the weekend. I will. I'll be watching. Meet you on the flip side.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From being lost in the tunnels to being stuck in the tunnels yesterday. At one point when we were evacuated because of the bomb threat, the pipe bomb threat, I was stuck in a narrow tunnel with 100 other people, staff, and members of Congress. It was a very dangerous situation. Lives were put at risk. And my message to Americans today is it was a very sad day in our nation's history. I brought my children up here last weekend for the swearing in, and it's a historic moment for the state of South Carolina, a proud moment, first Republican woman elected to Congress from our state. But at the end of the day on Sunday, I bought my kids the first ticket home on Monday morning because I was watching the rhetoric on social media, the things that were being said, and I did not have a good feeling. I felt uncomfortable about what might occur on Wednesday, the violence that could happen. And thank God my motherly instincts kicked in, and my children were not here to witness what everyone was horrified by yesterday.
All right, that is Congresswoman Nancy Mace, Republican from South Carolina. You heard her say that she's proud. She's the first Republican woman elected in South Carolina, and very, very sad indeed, but luckily her children were not there. Here we are at the tail end of the show. Thanks to ABC for that, and you heard two different descriptions of what it was like to be under siege, and I think when you get the behind-the-scenes look at it, when you're looking at what it looked like inside with staffers luckily had pumped a bunch of furniture against the door, so it took longer to break in. That meant that those that were on the floor and others could somehow find a way to barricade themselves somewhere, whether it was in the basement or offices or wherever it might be. Because remember, this took place for hours. And I think that's the crime in all of this, with this rioting and how we look on the world stage. We look vulnerable, and I've never felt like we were vulnerable other than when, in my lifetime, when I was in New York and watched what happened on 9/11 and the stunning aftershocks of that, not initially realizing what was going on, and the fact that right under our noses, terrorists were learning to fly planes and didn't even ask to learn how to land. And there were dots that could have been connected and things that fell through the cracks and agencies who hadn't worked together. And to me, because I was in the middle of that, seeing what was happening and watching it unfold and being beyond upset and bleary-eyed at the things I had seen and tears that were shed and calls that were made to the radio station when I was on the air from first responders of just so choked up of what they were doing at Ground Zero. And now I look at the Capitol, five people dead. The Capitol police officer that was injured died from his injuries on Thursday after clashing with the rioters. And I felt like there we are vulnerable again. How does this happen? How is there not more protection in the Capitol? And you can bet moving forward there are going to be answers about that. It's just unfathomable that that we would see that. So the first domino that falls from that perspective is the Capitol Police Chief resigning, and that doesn't kick in until the 16th. But there is pressure there to make that happen, and, of course, it is happening. I threw this out the other day. What do you think is fair or foul, and what the president should do, the president now, in light of all that has gone on, and the calls for him to resign, the 25th, which I don't think happens. I think even just time-wise, I don't see that happening. What do you think should happen? No matter where you sit politically, what do you think needs to happen moving forward? And I've gotten some interesting mail. We're going to dive into the mailbag in our second hour. So make sure you tune in for that, because there are some really incredible responses from so many of you who are proud, 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 proud Americans. And this show has been, let's face it, about so much of what's happened on the Hill. The latest, Betsy DeVos resigning, citing Trump's handling of the rioting, others in the White House who serve as undersecretaries and whatnot, resigning too. And in the meantime, we have a new coronavirus strain that's been found in 8 states. And we have people that worried about events that they've been to, or events that people they know have been to, or events that people in their lives have gone to, where they feel like they might have had a brush with somebody who's going to test positive for COVID-19. So 8 states, 33 countries have identified this new variant. They're calling it B.1.1.7. Several nations also have identified another variant, first identified in South Africa, and scary enough, that infects people more easily. And here's the thing. What do you need to know about this? Think of rapid spread. We don't want rapid spread. So these variants, according to a doctor that I talked to, or I should say researcher, spread more rapidly, right? So they can lead to more cases, put more strain on already the healthcare system that is buckling under the weight of all of the cases. So what do we know about the new strain? Just that it was first spotted in September in England, and it accounted for a quarter of the cases in London. It was responsible, that was in November, it was responsible for 60% of the cases in the city by December. It's more infectious, and that's the bad news on that, how quickly it spreads. And is it more lethal? Well, there's no evidence that B.1.1.7 causes more severe illness or increased risk of death or any of that, according to the CDC. But it's not good, right? Because you think of the vaccine, and then what does that mean? If you get the vaccine, does that stop that? And so there's all these questions, so many questions that have to be eventually answered. Remember, our first case was in Colorado, but now it's California, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, New York, Pennsylvania, and Texas. And I think more states are going to have it identified, too, as well. So this is just another hurdle for us to look at, to have to wonder about, and then think about, do I roll up my sleeve, and do I feel safe with the vaccine in the first place? Because then you're hearing of, is it refrigerated enough, and all those other stories related to that, which is why so many people who are famous are putting their mugs out there getting the vaccine to try to say, well, I'm getting it. I'm on my second one. I'm on my second round. Somebody I know who's a nurse got her second one. She has a little card from the CDC that talks of, that doesn't talk about it. It shows that here's the first vaccine, the date. Here's the second vaccine. And that's something that she shows and carries around. Is that something all of us are going to have to do? I mean, what will we look like moving forward, traveling, you know, et cetera? And probably because we saw our jaws drop at some of what the violent mob was doing and how they were being more and more incited on social media, too, to do things at the Capitol. But so many, of course, weren't masked, and they came from other parts of the country. Could there be a spread because of those that were on the Hill? Well, the answer to that is if somebody had COVID, if somebody was asymptomatic. I mean, there's all the same questions of places that you gather where people are close together. You know, that's what the disgusting thing is about this evil virus that we're constantly, constantly monitoring. And if you go to the airport to fly again, will you have to eventually show that card to travel or not? I think so much is going to be touchless. That's our new, that you start to see it already, that probably the airport parking lot, touchless. There's robot food delivery. I was walking the dog the other day in my sleepy little suburb, and there was this robot going across the street. It was a food delivery thing. It's about the size of three bread boxes. I thought, how do they stop people from opening it up? I mean, that looks like they're going to a sub shop. That might be pretty tempting for someone. Do they have cameras on it? I think it's a lock. There's a lock that you have to enter, touch it, enter the numbers, and then you get your food. Oh, man. Thanks for joining me for this hour. Keep the faith, everybody, and make it count.
SuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.